Tom here with you this morning for Rural Focus, and we're catching up now with Jane Cowald from the Kojonup Women in Farming Group. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
So, Jane, Women in Farming, so we're getting used to that name change there, but it's great to be talking with you at the Kojonup branch. We haven't actually spoken with Kojonup before, so first and foremost, how is that branch ticking along?
We've got over 20 members, which is really exciting for our branch. We've got lots of ideas coming in, and so it's early days, but we're trying to gather all those ideas and slowly tick them off people's to-do list.
That's great. Yeah, 20 for a startup is really, really good. So well done to all of the members there. So look, Jane, we've got a lot to cover this morning. We're going to have a look a bit later on at what some of the other branches are up to at the moment. But just first, we want to talk about the annual seminar. So this is coming up in Wagen on the, it's early September, is it?
Yes, Wednesday the 8th of September, and it's from 8:15 to 3 p.m. The main theme is imparting wisdom.
Alrighty, that's a great theme. I love it when the board comes together to work out the themes for these. It's always great. So, imparting wisdom, this is theme for the Women in Farming annual seminar, and you've got a great lineup of speakers going to be there.
Yeah, we've got Neil Bennett coming down, who's a retired weather forecaster and broadcast meteorologist, and he's going to be our MC for the day. So we're really excited about that. We have Dr. Fran Hoyle, who's an agronomist and soil scientist, talking to us about soil health and all things soil. We have Ben Cole from Wide Open Ag and one of his farmers, so talking about why they are different and how that might look on your farm if you were to follow or try and get them follow their philosophy. And we also have Carlo Callaghan from Wheatbelt NRM coming to talk to us. So really excited to have all those people. I think we've got a really good lineup. And then to finish off, we've got Libby Finlayson, who's a health and wellness coach, to give us some insights to personal goal setting, apart from, you know, a lot of us have farm goals and goals relating to our family and children. And sometimes it's good to have some personal goals just to feel that we are being nourished as a person.
Yes, no, very, very important. And look, that's a great overview of speakers all talking on very different but very relevant topics. So it's going to be fantastic. And women out there, if you have not got your ticket to the annual seminar, then you should go on the Women in Farming website and do that, because it's going to be an excellent, excellent day. And then just having a quick look at the other branches there, Jane, let's start with Ongarup. What's happening out at that branch?
Ongarup have been very busy. They've had a couple of trips in June, and one of them is to Maddie and Andrew Wiley's property to look at farm safety and induction. And Maddie and Andrew are quite advanced probably compared to some of us in our farm safety, and they have specific inductions for contractors, visitors and employees. They also have monthly meetings to report hazards and to work on the general near misses, and just explain to the group practicalities of that and how it's not so scary to start. I think that's probably the biggest thing. I also visited the Kohout stud, where the hides run a white Suffolk and Merino stud. They also had Ed Rigol there from Ag Pro Management. The Kohout stud is really interesting. They've gone to twice yearly shearing, and they explained all the benefits of that to members and some of the challenges that brings. They also mate their ewe lambs. So that's probably coming into a bit different for a lot of producers, and very interesting to see that their main goal was to mate at 40 kilos and aim for a 70% conception rate, which I think they're hitting. So they're really excited about that.
Yeah, no, very, very interesting. So a great look in there to some different systems and how they work. And then the Wagen group were hitting the paperwork.
Yeah, so then the financial year, everyone's looking at the computer screen, probably trying to avoid it as much as possible as we all do. But in the end, Lincoln's Accounting is coming in August to help them out with all their end of financial year data collection. Wagner are also working really hard on the seminar and doing a lot of helping the board out immensely with the organisation and getting together little goodie bags for our members.
Okay, Jane, we're just going to go to a quick break and then we'll come back to have a chat about what's going on in the Dryandra and a couple of the other branches as well.